John and I kind of figure, well, the contract's about right for both sides. It's 5 years. Matthews can go back into free agency if he wants to. Then Maple Leafs, you know, don't take a complete. I think it's going to be tough for them to fit everybody under, and I don't think they can. But what's your thought?
Well, I know everybody boos Gardner, but to me, he's a gem. A guy like him comes along once in a while. He's plus 16. Looks like that's the guy that's going to be traded. Probably be happy to be traded somewhere, but he's the guy I think that's on the way out. But it's tough to, when I see a guy like that. They're going to have over 30. Three guys are going to have tied up over 30 million. So, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, guys would give that offer sheet like you were telling, and now Marner's coming along. What do you think? Marner's leading the team in scoring. What do you think he's going to be? He's going to be up around there too. They're not going to get him cheap. So, but hey, nothing you can do. I mean, I have to laugh. I hear people booing Bettman. I think about 4 or 5 years ago what the guys were making. And listen, you see Crosby, what he's making now. I mean, when he looks. I mean, it just boggles the mind, the money, though, isn't it? I mean, it just boggles the mind. You never thought guys would be making this money. And when I think of Bobby Orr, and I tell you right now what they offered him. They couldn't offer him. So they offered him part of the club, as we talked about. I think it was $250,000 they were going to offer him or something like that, part of the club. But holy smokes, sure is a lot of money when you hear it.
Well, I remember. Look, I'm old enough to remember Bobby Hull getting a $100,000 contract. That was big news.
Well, remember the WHA, all the owners of the WHA chipped in, and there was the Portage in Maine, the famous picture for $1 million.
Yeah.
The check for $1 million to get the WHA.
That's what started the whole thing.
Yeah.
When he did that, because that was dying on the vine, the WHA. And when he did that, everybody jumped aboard. Guys were making money. I remember Cheevers was making a ton of money. A lot of guys came back to the National Hockey League, but Bobby Hull is the guy that started all the money going.
So what's the cap next year? 79?
The cap next year could be close to 85.
85.
Oh. Yeah.
So here's the deal, Grapes. Maple Leafs have 14 players under contract now for next year for $71 million.
Holy smokes.
And that doesn't include Marner.
Boy, oh boy. So he'll get about 10 or 11. He'll be right up there too. But I don't know how much money, because like I heard John earlier saying, deep pockets. And listen, I don't care how high it goes with the Leafs. They can go as high as they want.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be almost like the Montreal Canadiens if he keeps signing guys like that and it keeps going up. Because I don't know how many teams can go that high. And I'm not knocking at some of the crowds. They say they announced they're sold out and all that. And you look at the crowds, there's not a lot of empty seats. The Leafs are in a great spot. They're always fact. They're always got the money. So they can go as high as anybody wants.
Hey, Don, Mitch Marner's obviously, as Bob talked about, he's the one that doesn't have a contract for next year. How much pressure's on him between now and the off season in that room that he hasn't signed? And what will will his teammates think?
Well, he was smart. He says he's going to wait till the end of the year. He's going to wait till see what Matthews makes, and he's making a ton. And if he keeps going the way he is, I mean, he's a beauty to watch and all stuff like that. And if he keeps leading the team, you imagine what he's going to ask for. And well worth it too, because he's one of those guys that treats like Barzell, and that he's a treat to watch out there. So I don't know what he's going to make, but wouldn't it be something? The guy that I don't understand why he's not playing better is Liney in Winnipeg. I mean, this guy's all set to go, and he's having it doesn't look like he's interested. I just somebody should give him a smack or something. He's the guy that I thought would really turn it on for a contract.
Well, you could have made the argument, Grapes, last year that Liney should be considered, along with Matthews and McDavid, as the best player in the National Hockey League.
Yeah,
he might have been the best.
Yeah, I mean, there was nobody. I don't think there was anybody in the league. I don't know what's going on. But when he was at 20 feet in, nobody could shoot the puck like him. I have no idea what's going on with the guy. He doesn't even look interested. I mean, he's got a lot of goals in that, but he's only got a couple of goals in the last 20 games or something like that. I forget what it is, but I just thought he'd be one of the top scorers of all time and the top payers. But I don't know what they're going to do now with him. There'll probably be a lot of offers for him, though.
Well, but that you mean the other guy, Mikko Ratinen, the young guy that's in Colorado?
Yeah.
He's in a similar
boat.
He's a pretty good hockey player.
He's a good hockey player, but he's had the 1 year. I worry about guys like that. You're going to offer a big dough after 1 year. I mean, I got to at least go a couple of years before I offer him that kind of dough.
We were talking about this earlier. You know, Subban signed that bridge deal in order to get the big money, and he wound up getting, what, 10, 10-5 or something like that. Seems like that deal is out of fashion now.
No.
Haven't seen one of those in a while.
Well, nobody wants those now. Like John says, the cap is going up so high. I just don't understand it going so high. But anyhow, yeah, the guys that have signed a long-term contract, they're really kicking themselves now. But that's the way who would ever think it would go this way? I don't blame their agents and everything. Everybody thought when they made the deal, holy smokes, look at that. Probably in a couple of years we might say how cheap they got Matthews. Who knows?
Well, no, you know, they might, by the end of this deal will look very attractive.
Yeah.
This is a smart deal for the hockey club. This is a smart deal.
I think the trust they made was getting Muzzin for $4 million. I mean, it doesn't sound an awful lot to me, but $4 million. I mean, the way he's playing, and the only guy I thought they could have got as good as him was Peter Angelo. So he's doing a good job. I got to admit now. But we'll have to see in a couple of years when Marner. We'll see what happens with Marner.
Before we forget, Don, you're on your way to Swift Current for Hockey Day in Canada?
Yes, I am on my way Wednesday. We fly to Regina. Then we get into a car and we travel a couple hours to Swift Current for Hockey Day in Canada. And I know the guy was very smart that thought that up. Don't you think, John?
I think he probably did a good enough job, Don. I think he did okay.
Would you care to enunciate?
Nope, not for me to say.
It was John Shannon, a guy who knows everything. I go on and then
There you go.
I couldn't go on, John, Saturday. I was too. I was too emotional. By the way, I got home and I felt bad enough as I did. I had about four or five beers, and then I checked my messages. It was from that kid's father.
good for you. Well, you know, that's the place you have in this country that people need to hear from you in those situations. By the way, it's minus 21 in Swift Current right now, Bob. Don.
Nice.
Minus 21.
Oh, it's lovely here. Now, imagine, I can't get out of the weather. Oh, well, I'll be there. McLean's out there somewhere now. I don't know where he is. He's out west somewhere now. He does that hometown hockey. He loves it.
I think he's in Red River.
Grapes, happy birthday,
pal. Happy birthday.
Okay, see you guys. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Toulouse.